We're going to do it together. We have to unify, put our petty differences aside, who's more powerful, who has the information, and let's work together in lockstep. You, the people, your stories are fascinating. They're real, they're organic, and they're the truth.
Right now with Ann Vandersteel.
Good evening and welcome to Right Now with Ann Vandersteel. 30 minutes of hard-hitting headline news, all signal and zero noise. Tonight on the Brighteon TV network, Ukraine is a country, or is it? Well, one thing we know for certain, it's being destroyed by Joe Biden and NATO. More on that. And the Trump indictment, is it coming soon? And of course, the Biden bribery doc. Yep, that silly piece of paper that just won't seem to disappear. It's worth about $5 million and a whole lot more. Well, there's an investigation ongoing, and it has now been confirmed. And Governor Ron DeSantis is facing some serious headwinds. News breaking about what he's up to and who he's collaborating with. All this brought to you by the Satellite Phone Store. Go to an123.com and pick up your free Inmarsat satellite phone while supplies last. Please, folks, heed the warning, because we're going to be in for a long, hot summer. And you're going to want a backup communications plan when the lights go out, and you know that's coming. And123.com. We'll be right back after this quick message from our sponsors.
Mike Adams here with an operator, a deployment leader on the Texas southern border, who's been using these satellite-based bivvy sticks for very effective communications. And he's here just give us a few words about how these bivvy sticks are operating, how it's helping he and his team members. And remember, these are available through the satellite phone store, sat123.com. It's satellite-based text messaging, works when no cell towers work or aren't reachable.
We use these to communicate GPS cords to when we are seeing drug runners or people carrying stuff. We've had, you know, bust up to 13,600 pounds worth of marijuana and fentanyl that we have been on operations with in conjunction with federal agents and supporting them in their operations.
So they are pro-America and pro-humanitarian in helping to keep our country and our communities safe. Everybody, God bless America. Take care.
The world we once knew is collapsing. We're being warned to expect rolling blackouts, and our political leaders are deliberately shutting down pipelines, fuel refineries, nuclear power plants, and energy exploration. The currency is collapsing, while financial assets are plummeting in value, and the global food supply is being deliberately decimated. To survive this war being waged on humanity, you need more than just regular prepping. You need resilient prepping. And that's the title of my new free audiobook, Resilient Prepping. You can download the entire audiobook and a printable PDF transcript for free right now at resilientprepping.com. Resilient Prepping teaches practical strategies for prepping in three layers: high-tech, low-tech, and no-tech. Resilient Prepping is your ultimate guide to surviving the total collapse of the world as we know it, because that's exactly what globalists are trying to achieve. Download this entire audiobook for free right now at resilientprepping.com.
And breaking right now out of York, Pennsylvania. What in the actual heck is going on out there? Is there a problem in the air or in the water? I got some breaking information coming from one of my sources up there who's been very active in the election integrity, shall we say, escapade that's been going on for so long. And she has just alerted me that she and her youngest daughter have been coughing uncontrollably. They fell into a fever, chills, headache all over their body. She says she felt exactly the same at the early part of last year when she was drug into the governor's, the governor's announcement for Pennsylvania. She said there's no way that she should have any aggressive form of coronavirus unless it's significantly different and the viral load is crazily high. She says she feels awful, even though they felt perfectly fine yesterday morning. She even popped an ivermectin. And within an hour said she wasn't even feeling any differently. Normally that has an immediate impact on her. She feels horrible. Fortunately, last night she said her fever did break sometimes during the night, and she feels about 90% back to normal, chest still feeling tight, slight headache, body aches mostly gone. But she says something was way off because her chickens were even acting strange, pacing in their runs. She equated them to being like canaries in a coal mine. So she and her daughter went out to get them and bring them inside. And then she got this weird acidic metal taste in their mouths. And within 10 to 20 minutes, they were coughing like crazy. And it was all downhill from there. She said it did smell like smoke in the morning, of course, coming out of those Canadian wildfires, but it also smelled like chemicals in the afternoon. I asked my source up there if she was hearing any reports of similar symptoms from her neighbors, and this is what she told me. She said she was getting similar reports, but not as bad as she had had it. She says she had a lot of people calling and messaging her yesterday, complaining of the weird smell, the metal taste in the mouth, the throat burning, the coughing. And she's recommending that folks just stay inside, keep their doors and windows closed, turn on their AC with a filter to circulate clean air. Don't even go out if you have to. But after coming back from the vet this morning, that same strange, weird acid taste is in her mouth again. She says, very interestingly enough, similar responses to people in Ukraine where there had been dioxin poisoning. Now, not claiming this is what happened, but she was very concerned. Of course, this is all down valley from what we know happened in East Palestine. She's seeing things through a completely different lens as compared to a few short weeks or years ago, shall we say. So, folks, here's what I'm asking. If you live up in that area, in outside Pennsylvania, somewhere in that Pennsylvania River Valley area, if you are experiencing similar symptoms, send me an email to rightnowann@protonmail.me, right now, Ann, R-I-G-H-T, Ann, I'd love to hear from you. All right, the work out in Ukraine continues. Take a look at this. This is the work of some helicopters in the Russian aerospace sector as Russian aerospace forces attacked armored vehicles on the armed forces of Ukraine. That's right, there was a major tank battle yesterday, last night around Zaporizhia, where the Ukraine attacked into Russia. Can you imagine this? Ukrainians went into Russia, but Russia has 100% air superiority, and the poor conscripted Ukrainian teenagers and the old men that were burnt to death in their tanks for nothing more than just, well, because Ukraine went into Russia. That's right. Ukraine lost 33 tanks, 70 armored vehicles, 945 men, which we know to be their sons, their husbands, their fathers, for what? For Joe Biden to cover up his crimes? For nothing. That's right. We all know NATO hates Ukraine because NATO has a lot of crimes going on in there. That's right. Pushing a war of attrition like crazy because every Ukrainian male that goes into this battle will probably end up dead. Ukraine did take one hill in Russia, but that's what it cost. All those men, sons, fathers, brothers, and it was accompanied by actually gaining nothing at all. Guess what, folks? Ukraine may invade Russia, but they will never defeat Russia. And in fact, Ukraine was actually ready to sign a peace deal with Russia, but gave up under the United States pressure. That's right, the first Russian-Ukrainian negotiations after Russia launched its special military operation in Ukraine took place in Belarus in early March of 2022, but the talks yielded no tangible results. Ukrainian leadership was ready to settle this conflict, and again, giving up under the pressure of the U.S., for whom hasn't they've installed at their own head of Ukraine? Remember the Maidan Revolution when we went in there and we removed their duly elected president and installed Poroshenko? That's right. Well, if that had never gone on, this situation would never have happened. Even the Ukrainian leaders themselves back then were ready to sign for a peace treaty and gave Russia written proposals that in principle they approved. But obviously, the U.S. and the NATO partners had a much different agenda. So eventually, they forced the Ukrainians to flip and say, nope, we're not doing it. And this, of course, only happened because the United States put pressure on them and said no negotiations must be held. Well, we've now learned that President Trump now has been notified he's a target of a criminal investigation and an indictment may be imminent. Federal prosecutors have notified President Trump's lawyers that he's the target of their investigation into his handling of what they call classified documents at the end of his term in office. This, of course, being reported heavily by the New York Slimes and Politico and other mainstream media outlets. The issuance of a so-called target letter often signals that investigations are nearly complete and that the filing of criminal charges are imminent. A target is an individual for whom federal prosecutors determine to be linked to a crime via substantial evidence. John Solomon reports that the target letter indicated Trump could be charged with unlawfully gathering, transmitting, or losing national defense information, as well as making false statements and obstructing justice. He says charges could just come as soon as this week. Of course, we don't hear anything about this with Vice President Biden when he was a senator or vice president, nor do we hear anything about this coming from Pence. It's always Trump, Trump, and more Trump. Well, we also now are learning that the Attorney General, William Barr, has gone public with new information on the Biden bribery document. That's right. Former Attorney General William Barr disclosed this week that Biden's bribery case is still open and has actually been forwarded to the Delaware U.S. Attorney for additional investigation. Barr questioned on Democrat Representative Jamie Raskin's assertion that Barr had closed an inquiry into the informant's claim that Joe Biden had consented to a $5 million bribe when he spoke with the Federalist. He says, and I quote, "It's not true. It wasn't closed down. On the contrary, it was sent to Delaware for further investigation." Close quote. Well, former Attorney General Barr went on record with the Federalist following these statements made by Raskin to the press. And soon after attending a closed-door meeting with House Oversight Committee Chair James Comer and the FBI, at which lawmakers reviewed FD 1023 form summarizing a confidential human sources detailed allegations that then-Vice President Joe Biden agreed to accept money from a foreign national to affect policy decisions. Of course, Raskin lying to cover it all up. Well, Colorado Representative Lauren Boebert tweeted out this morning, for which I replied, "That's right, Lauren. I know you understand that you, your boss, is we the people, not Joe Biden. How can the people help you get us full transparency on that document?" She advised all of us that she was walking into a skiff to review this document, FD 1023, and the details of the bribery scheme that Biden was involved in. Marjorie Taylor Greene also tweeted about Representative Raskin lying as well about the status of the bribery, the Joe Biden bribery probe. As she says, "Jamie Raskin lied. The Department of Justice's investigation into Biden family corruption was never closed. The American people deserve to know the truth on the Biden abuse of power and corruption, but as Democrats keep trying to cover it up." And speaking of cover-ups, here's what's been exposed by National File. Bud Light lobbyist, that's right, is a mega fundraiser for the DeSantis campaign. And Anheuser-Busch Bud Light lobbyist is also a major bundler for Governor Ron DeSantis. This is being revealed by Politico. Slater Bayless, a former Jeb Bush bundler, was even the third largest bundler for the DeSantis campaign at one point during his four seasons, donor meeting the day of his campaign launch. That's right. Bayless had raised at least $242,600 for DeSantis. Well, in the meantime, Anheuser-Busch has seen $27 billion of profits wiped off its value since its endorsement from transgender influencer Dylan Mulvaney. Also, the National Pulse reporting that DeSantis's D.C. fundraiser is also Big Pharma, CCP, and a puberty blocker lobbyist. One of Governor Ron DeSantis's top D.C. fundraisers is a very highly paid lobbyist for the Big Pharma firm Moderna and is advertising $1,000 tickets for access to DeSantis at his firm's office a few blocks from the White House. The Daily Mail breaking this story on lobbyist Mark Lampkin, one of the hosts of DeSantis's fundraiser in the swamp, on June 23rd. Lampkin's lobbied for Moderna since February of 2021 and worryingly has also represented AbbVie, which makes puberty blockers known as Lupron targeting at transgender children, as well as the Chinese Communist Party linked Fujihan Jinhua, a semiconductor manufacturer sanctioned by Trump in 2018. Of course, DeSantis didn't want to reply to the Daily Mail with a comment when requested, even though Trump spokesman Jason Miller fired a shot across the bow at the DeSantis campaign, stating, "It's no surprise that DeSanctimonious would do a fundraiser with a lobbyist for a Chinese semiconductor company, considering his globalist masters at the Club for No Growth have a China-first trade policy. DeSantis's hypocrisy surrounding the COVID vaccine and his willingness to accept money from a representative of a company manufacturing puberty blockers also show DeSantis is willing to sell out for anything if the price is right." Well, let's get into what is really important. It's protecting you and your family's food supply, shall we? Let's take a real close look at this company, lightsoutbeef.com. Please check out lightsoutbeef.com. I can't say enough about these folks because you don't need to refrigerate or freeze your beef choice cuts of meat anymore. Go to lightsoutbeef.com where it's frozen, vacuum-sealed beef can last 12 to 18 months in the freezer, but freeze-dried beef lasts more than a decade. The cows over at Lights Out Beef have never and will never receive mRNA vaccines. They are slaughtered in small runs to keep the meat as fresh as possible. They do not work with wholesalers who distribute the leftovers to other freeze-dried beef companies. They work with the ranchers buying the whole cows and chopping them up to their specifications. LightsOutBeef.com is an America-first company, veteran-owned, and we will never bow to the woke mob. And when you check out, get 10% off with the promo code ANN. How can you beat it? All right, folks, we'll be right back after this quick break. Don't go anywhere. We've got more ways for you to hide from the government in plain sight.
If you don't want to eat GMOs and pesticides in your storable food, choose organic, lab-tested storable food solutions from the Health Ranger store. We are the only emergency food manufacturer in the world that subjects each of our ingredients to rigorous laboratory testing that covers herbicides, heavy metals, aflatoxins, identity testing, and bacteria tests, including E. coli, salmonella, yeast, and mold. At healthrangerstore.com, you'll find certified organic, lab-tested, freeze-dried fruits, microalgae superfoods, protein powders, and supplements. We offer emergency first aid colloidal silver products made with Texas rainwater, and our Ranger buckets feature an impressive assortment of organic storable food items professionally vacuum sealed in heavy-duty bags that are stacked in rugged buckets for long-term storage. Check out our preparedness foods, supplements, personal care, and emergency first aid products at healthrangerstore.com.
Freedom of speech is a basic human right that has been hard won and granted to all law-abiding Americans. As such, we should not take our freedom of speech and expression for granted. This is more important now than ever before, since world governments and the mainstream media often try to suppress those whose opinions differ from the so-called official narrative. Here at FridayOnStore.com, we are dedicated to fighting for every American's right to speak their mind without the fear of censorship or suppression. That's why every purchase you make at FridayOnStore.com supports our pro-liberty video sharing platform, Frideon.com, so we can keep bringing you all the latest unrestricted videos mainstream media doesn't want you to see. Support your health and this free speech platform by shopping at RideOnStore.com today.
And our next segment is brought to you by AliasID.com. Folks, you know I'm a state national, which means I'm an American. I have relinquished and revoked and repudiated the U.S. moniker, the U.S. citizenship that was thrust upon me without my permission, because getting a Social Security number was not something I would have chosen to accept. But as a baby, my parents didn't know, and I certainly didn't know, but I know now what it means to be a citizen of the United States. Endless wars, taxes without representation, and the list goes on and a very corrupt regime in power. Well, Alias ID allows you to be hidden in plain sight. That's right. Turn your cell phone into something that's a useful tool without the prying eyes of the government. Maureen Steele with Alias ID, and you probably remember her from the People's Convoy, joins me next as we venture into how you too can protect yourself from the prying eyes and ears of the federal government. Maureen, welcome back. Last time I talked to you, we had your boss, Mark Gray, on with us from Alias ID. But today we get you, which is a real treat because everybody knows you from the People's Convoy and so many other places.
Yeah. It's nice to be back in. It's always great being on your show.
Well, thanks. So, you know, speaking of everybody knowing you, I'm just curious. Identity theft is something that hit my family hard and fast back in 2004. And it was one of the ways we learned that Al-Qaeda was raising money in the country post 9/11 because a lot of the banking systems for those terrorists had been shut down, blocked, made unavailable. So ID theft took off about that time. Mm-hmm. And I just recently signed up for Alias ID, which I feel makes me, you know, very secure. But I want my audience to really understand what's happening right now in the world and why Alias ID is becoming so important in this parallel economy that the Patriots are standing up all over the place.
Yeah, for sure. You know, people are hacked in this country every 3 seconds, believe it or not. People's credentials are stolen. It's a multi-billion dollar industry. There's people that this is their life's work. This is what they do. They're professional hackers. And when your credentials are stolen, they sit on the dark web. Once they're stolen, it doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be bought by a criminal, but you just don't want it sitting out there either. And it's just a matter of time until someone, you know, you're on that list and in that data grab and it is sold to criminals. And so many of us, me guilty of it for sure, for a long time, not anymore, of using the same password over and over again.
Yeah.
And it's really important to not do that and to have complex passwords, because it's, even with that, I mean, the technology of the hackers is extraordinary. So basically, all of us out there are sitting ducks, just waiting for our stuff to get stolen, whether you're changing your passwords or not. And that this is where Alias ID is so important. You know, it's there's 15 patents on it. There's $1 million of insurance backing it, that if you do get hacked, we help you fix it. And if we need to hire legal help to get it fixed, to get your ID, and to get your things restored, you know, it's backed by Lloyd's of London.
That's huge. Lloyd's is definitely the premier insurance company for all of for a lot of major transactions like this. But compare Alias ID to some of the other companies that are out there, you know, touting the fact that they can protect your social security number, your credit, and all this kind of stuff. Where does Alias ID differentiate from what's currently available in the marketplace?
Sure. There's a lot of great companies out there, like you just mentioned, you know, LifeLock, for instance, you know, where they protect, they'll protect your identity, but they're using an antiquated system. Some of their information they get, if, like, for instance, we'll use you, Anne, if your stuff is out on the dark web, they wouldn't notify you till it's been sold to a criminal and they've hacked your stuff. So your stuff could have been floating, your information could have been floating on the dark web for 6 months, a year. They don't pick up on it until you've already been breached. Well, at that point, it's too late. You know, thanks, but my stuff's stolen and now I've got to deal with this nightmare. So even if even if it's insured for $1 million, at that point, you're out, your title of your car, your house, your bank accounts are drained. It's just a disaster. So how Alias ID differs is it's not just about, you know, your social security number, your bank accounts. It is your everyday privacy. You know, you're a person, you're on the road, you're roaming around, you know, you show up on the border, you show up in DC. They can't find you, Anne, with Alias ID. You become a ghost. So Big Brother and Big Tech can follow us all around. And with our product, they simply can't do it anymore. You go off the grid.
So in other words, I'm jumping on Twitter and I happen to be in Washington, D.C., and I'm sort of monitoring a protest outside the Supreme Court or wherever it might be. The federal government or the people on the dark web, nobody can actually track me, that I'm sort of ghosted. My identity, in fact, my physical cell phone presence is ghosted to the network, even to the wireless carrier.
Indeed. As long as Alias ID is on.
Okay.
As long as you have it on, even if you're pinging a tower, you have to if you're on cell service. But when it comes back, because Alias ID is gone on, it's not coming back to Anne Vandersteel. It's ringing back to your Alias ID, your blonde pink sweater 3.
You
know? Yeah. You know, and it looks like your phone number. It could look like you're calling from Topeka, Kansas. You know, it doesn't trace back to you at all. So even if you're breached, it doesn't trace back to you. And this is where that money piece that we discussed the other day, there is a component of Alias ID that's important for everyone to know that involves money. And with the FedNow digital currency that's coming and the government's ability to be like China and literally track every transaction in or out of your account and have the ability to shut your account off if they don't like where you're spending your money or as a form of punishment, no food for you this week. You can hook up these digital debit cards that are within the app and you can spend your money. There's a purchase summary inside, so you know where you spent your money, but what it shows up on your bank account is simply privacy. So if you wanted to donate $500 to Trump's campaign, or you want to shop at a Patriot store, and doing so in the future is going to ding your social credit score, this isn't going to happen anymore because they don't know where you spent your money. It simply shows privacy, and you transferred money onto a digital debit card that's backed by MasterCard and Visa, so you can buy airline tickets and all of that, and they simply don't know. Again, if it was hacked tomorrow, it only traces back to blonde pink sweater 3. Who is that? It's not Anne Vandersteel, you know? So it's, you know, and you can change your Alias ID. If you, If you feel it's been breached, you can change it as many times as you need. So this right now, Anne, as we're talking, this is the greatest weapon the American people have, and the Canadian people, by the way, against the surveillance state and the FedNow currency that's coming our way in July. Not saying something better might not come out tomorrow, but as of right now, it's the best weapon we've got.
Okay, so for folks that want to actually go ahead and sign up for Alias ID, where should they go?
You can go to aliasid.com and they should type in coupon code AV.
That's right. They should type in coupon code AV. And why should they do that? Because it's going to save them some money. Let's talk about the money it's going to save them, shall we?
Yeah. It's, you get 30% off buying through your show. And, you know, I'm going to touch on this because I think it's important, in particular for your audience. You know, one of the, we could bring this product to market in any manner. And we chose affiliate marketing, bringing it through someone like you deliberately to keep boots on the ground. That's the third problem we're trying to solve is the mainstream media is in the tank. We all know it. And keeping boots on the ground and truth tellers like you out there telling the truth, our bloggers, you know, the watchdogs of the American people, so that the money goes back to you and can keep you guys out there and keep your cameras rolling, because it's so important for us as Americans to get the truth.
Yeah, it is absolutely important. And this product is fantastic. My husband actually went ahead and got it for our entire family, Maureen, because he understood the value of this. Specifically for me, I'm traveling again this weekend. And, you know, they're already publishing articles in the city in which I'm arriving, you know, saying that there's a bunch of conspiracy theorists descending upon Branson, Missouri, and that this governor-elect, a candidate for governor, including Devin Nunes, who will be there, all speaking together on the same platform, that, you know, this is how we get targeted, right? They want Antifa to know we're all going to be there. They're hoping, obviously, by giving our location and who we're speaking with, that we're going to be harassed. But if they don't know I'm there, because they can't actually see my cell phone there, except perhaps maybe I'm claiming to be there, there's no way for them to legitimately find me and use my cell phone to track me down to say, Anne Vandersteel is over having dinner at this Cracker Barrel or wherever, you know, maybe, you know, send the Antifa in there. And we know that the FBI and the government are collaborating with organizations that are backed by George Soros. That was made very evident on January 6th. This is all part of the plan, how they're going to terrorize the American people with domestic terrorism, because in fact, they're organizing it. So I love the fact that I'm now literally a ghost when I'm traveling around with my cell phone. I can't be seen. That's huge for me.
Oh, yeah. Well, and that's the next piece, Anne. I mean, speaking of Soros, you know, they resell our information. You know, they gather it up and they resell it and they make billions of dollars. And then they try to upend our country. They steal our elections. They fund Antifa. They fund BLM. And they do all sorts of nefarious things. And if they can't get our information, they've got nothing to sell. So this is a defensive move for the people. It's an offensive move in the sense that we're defunding Big Brother and Big Tech by default while protecting ourselves. Right. So, you know, 30% off with your show. I just want people to understand it's under $7 a month. That's what it works out to be for this. That's, you know, a price of a cup of coffee at Starbucks. So everyone can afford to do this. And I think, you know, I know a cause near and dear to your heart, as is mine, is the sex trafficking and all the nonsense going on the border. And people should know that we are offering this service for free to, you know, organizations that help people that are sex trafficked and abused women and children that are on the run. To help them to disappear.
100%. Well, get on over to aliasid.com. Use your promo code AV. When you check out, you'll save 30%. That's $30, $70 a year for you, your entire family, to have complete privacy, be ghosted out there with your cell phone. That means they're not tracking your emails, your text messages, you yourself, when you're moving around the grid. Had you had that and been inside the Capitol, they might not have known you were there, because they couldn't have pinpointed your geolocation on you, because you would have been ghosted. Not that I'm suggesting people should do break and entering, but that day we all know the Capitol Police were enticing people to coming along with the FBI. So to all the J6 people, had they had this, they could not have legitimately said that they were honestly there without true video footage. So Maureen Steele, thank you so much for taking the time to remind our public about this, because it is really critical that we get Big Brother, big government, big tech, and everybody out of our business.
Yeah, for sure, Anne. Thanks for having me.
Of course. All right, folks, appreciate you tuning in this evening. We'll be back again next week. We're going to 1 hour here on Right Now with Ann Vandersteel starting next week, which means we're going to have longer guest segments. So tune in for some more good stuff. I hope you guys have a great rest of your weekend.